Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5, where we take a look at the top 5 headlines for this half hour. Our first story comes out of Egypt. Police there have fired tear gas on a student rally in support of ousted President Mohamed Morsi at Cairo's Al-Azhar University. The Egyptian Interior Ministry says 11 Al-Azhar students and 14 others from other universities have been arrested. For several weeks now, the students have been demonstrating at the country's top institution for Islamic teachings against the army's ouster of the first democratically elected president in early July. This after the head of Al-Azhar University had called on the police to enter campus grounds. Earlier, security forces arrested Isham Al-Erian, a senior Muslim Brotherhood figure, after storming his house. Erian was the most senior Brotherhood figure on the run after the arrest of nearly all of the group's top leaders. Eventful day there in Egypt. Let's find out more from our correspondent, Mohammed Shalabi, who joins us from Egypt's capital, Cairo. Well, Mohammed, quite a few things have happened. Give us a roundup if you can.
Yes, Kaveh. The Al-Azhar University campus was turned into a military barracks for the first time in over 200 years from the days of the French presence here in Egypt. Tens of arrests have been made among the ranks of the protesters. Now, the anti-coup protests calling for the reinstatement of Morsi and the reactivation of the suspended constitution were also calling for the right of the martyrs. Tens of Al-Azhar students who died in the security crackdown against Morsi supporters in Rabaa and Al-Nahda in August. And also for the freeing of tens or hundreds of Azhar students who were detained in the security crackdown outside the university campus, and the tens were arrested inside the university campus, including 6 girls that were arrested yesterday but later freed today. Now, security officials said that police were not going to use live weapons inside the campus, but we've heard this before from the interior minister, who said that there was not a live bullet that was fired against protesters in Rabaa and Nahda, and in the end you had hundreds killed and thousands injured. Also the Al-Azhar Students Union, who claim that the Grand Imam of Al-Azhar, Dr. Al-Tayyib, is a tool in the hands of the authorities, allegedly, have condemned what happened today. And they said, according to their version of the story, that those who attacked the administrative building, the main administrative building in the campus, didn't belong to the university, but were rather thugs who were allowed to enter the campus accompanied by police, as the students say that this has been the practice of the security forces to let infiltrators try to distort the image of the protesters. Also, there are attempts by security forces to install weapons inside the university campus and photograph the students with them, according to the Al-Azhar Students Union version of the story. The officials and many of the professors inside the Al-Azhar University had called for intervention and had pleaded to the Interior Ministry to intervene, who waited for a permission from the public prosecution, which they did get. Now, Kaveh, the situation is really volatile, especially that we are nearing the 4th of November date, and that is the date of the trial of Egypt's first freely and democratically elected civilian president, who was overthrown by the army on July the 3rd. So things are really on the edge here in Egypt nowadays. And there is fear, finally, that what happened in Al-Azhar today would be taken as a pretext by the authorities to try and execute a crackdown against university protests themselves. I mean, this hasn't happened so far, but there are attempts to activate an anti-terror law, a protest law. There is a crackdown out there on the streets, but not inside universities. But after the interim prime minister's statements today, who called for the return of state security to universities, the fear does exist, and the situation could get out of hands here, Kaveh.
Well, we'll be looking forward to that November 4th date and see how things are going to go there in Egypt. Thank you very much for that, Mohammed Shalabi, of course, wanted to talk to us there from Cairo.